Yeah, so this is going to be a different kind of episode.
Oh, it is.
And you're joining me, Christy.
And me, Kelly.
And we're going to be covering the Evil Dead Rise that just came out this year.
Yeah. If you're new here, we generally talk, we watch a horror movie every other week, and then we just talk about it, like fun facts and behind the scenes and all that. But this time, because I got married last weekend, we decided that we were going to go for a new horror movie because it's a little easier for us to handle.
Yeah.
But also because we love the Evil Dead franchise.
So. And we're all caught up and we never really get to, like, indulge ourselves in the newer horror movies that come out. Because a lot of them are sequels that we haven't covered yet.
So, we literally are just coming off of watching the movie from the movie theater.
Yeah. We went to the movie theater. It ended at 7. Mm-hmm. We got Panera Bread. Mm-hmm. Worked through our scores. And it's not even 8 o'clock yet.
We're doing really well. Like, I thought it would be later than this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're kind of on a time crunch.
We are.
Originally, Kelly and I were going to go see this, like, the day it came out.
Yes.
Kelly got sick.
And I'm still kind of sick, but...
But you had to rest for the wedding.
Yeah, I had to feel good for the wedding, which I did. But I think I lived off of fumes for a few days because of the wedding stress. So, like, my cold came back. I don't think it ever really left. I think it just, like, hibernated a little bit.
It was like... You getting married, we can take a weekend.
Yeah.
Which, your wedding was gorge.
Thank you. Christy did such a good job helping me out. Her speech was so good.
Oh, no.
Yes, it was. No. You were nervous.
I was so nervous. I had to ditch my piece of paper because I was shaking so much.
But it was so, the way you did it was like, yes. Because you're like, let's make a toast. And you put down the paper. And I was like, that's so smart. I thought that was just part of your speech.
I was like, make toast. At the bottom of my page.
I love
it. Make a toast. I was like, well, we're probably all going to make toasts. But you know what? I'm just going to do it anyways.
No,
and nobody else did.
No one else made a toast.
And I was just like, oh, I'm the special one.
I know.
I felt good. I felt good adding that as my closer.
That was perfect.
I mean, if you saw me trying to drink my beer, it was, like, shaking so profusely. Like,
oh,
I couldn't get a sip in because I was like, it's going to spill all over my dress and make
Everyone
me sticky.
Everyone that gave speeches was nervous. My dad was super nervous. My sister was super nervous.
Was Joe?
I think Joe was a little nervous. He had a few things that didn't land that he was like, oh.
He swore a little too much.
That's okay.
I mean, it's usually okay, but, like... When I was trying desperately to research what to say, it's like, try not to swear too much.
Yeah.
No inside jokes, really.
He did good.
He did good. He did good. I liked Joe's speech. But then again, I know they've been together for so long as friends. Mm-hmm. So, but anyways, congratulations to Kelly. Everybody say congratulations. She looked gorgeous. Now let's talk about Evil Dead Rise.
Yes.
The newest installment. From this year, 2023.
Yeah, should we do cast first?
Hit me with that cast, Kiwi.
So, Lily Sullivan is Beth. She's
10 out of 10.
Your main final female girl. Alyssa Sutherland is Ellie. Mm-hmm. I definitely thought they were saying Allie until right now.
No, Ellie.
Whoops. That's okay.
I mean, a lot was happening.
Yeah, that's
and
okay.
And you watched it once.
Yeah.
An hour ago.
That's okay. Morgan Davies is Danny.
This man. This boy.
He does a good job. Gabrielle Eccles is Bridget.
She did good.
Neil Fisher is Cassie.
Cute.
Very cute. Richard Crouchley is Caleb.
Yeah, I think he's the...
Is he the hot boy down the hall?
I think he's the hot boy down the hall.
We don't need
I'm pretty
to keep
sure...
going further. I think that's... Well, actually, like, Mirabai Pease is Teresa.
She,
is that the girl?
Oh, Caleb's the boyfriend.
The boy that's in the beginning.
Yeah, Teresa, and then Jessica's the cousin.
Yeah, Anne Marie Thomas is Jessica, and I think I'll cut it off there.
Yeah. We also had, you may not have caught it, but in the recording, when they were playing the recording for Raising the Evil Dead, the line of, like, it's the Book of the Dead, what did you, like...
Yeah.
What did you expect or whatever? Yeah. That's Bruce Campbell.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that at all.
I didn't catch it the first time, but I read it somewhere and then I listened. Yeah.
It's definitely Bruce.
Yeah. It's definitely Bruce screaming, it's the Book of the Dead. What did you expect?
I love Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. Makes this He's the only three. Voice cameo that okay. I saw.
And we didn't stay past the end credits, but as far as we're aware, there was nothing.
Yeah, I hadn't seen anything about an after credit scene, and neither time I stayed to
see. Yeah, we skedaddled.
I mean, if there is, cool. It's probably, like, another small thing that maybe leads to the next one.
Yeah.
So let's dive into it.
Yeah.
Like I said, this is fresh. I have the plot up from Wikipedia in case we need it. But we're starting off Cabin in the Woods style already. Like, little girl, like, little Teresa, she's having a nice time reading her book with her little headphones.
Yeah, she's reading Wuthering Heights. And she is just enjoying herself down by the lake.
Yes. And something is coming at her fast.
Yeah.
And it's our first, like, jump scare or,
and
like,
we're like,
fake
is it
out.
A deadite, right? Because, like, this is how the other Evil Deads
the camera view.
Yes, have worked that out. So.
No.
But it's not.
It's just Caleb messing around with his drone.
Beat a butt.
Heckin' drunk. We already get the feeling that he's an asshole.
Yeah, he's kind of a douchebag.
He's a douche. Teresa's not having it. So she's like, I will go check on Jessica, see if she's feeling any better. Mm-hmm. She goes and checks on Jessica. Jessica's not really responding.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, if you don't wake up in a half an hour, I'm taking your car and
I'm getting out. I don't want to be here.
I don't want to deal with you and your crappy boyfriend and none of your friends showed up.
Yes.
So she decides to read in the corner while Jessica is continuing to sleep.
Yes.
Presumably.
Yes. She's stirring a little bit.
A little bit. And as Teresa's reading, Jessica wakes up and is reading word for word the page that she's on.
First in her voice, but then in a deeper
voice.
It
morphs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when she closes the book, then, like, even more layers get added to her voice. So, and then Jessica slumps off the floor.
I was like, don't go. Don't go, girl.
Teresa does, notices she has a seizure.
Yes.
Tries to stop, like, her from choking on stuff, and she does the right stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Jessica decides that, you know, playing seizure is not as fun as it looked, so she's gonna scalp her.
Yeah, she takes the girl's, like,
braid,
ponytail braid,
and pulls.
And just pulls.
Oh, yeah.
Horrifying.
That's how we start this movie.
Yeah, and then she crawls out,
Teresa
crawls out to the deck where Caleb is, and obviously freaking out because she's still alive. Yeah. And Jessica's behind her.
Mm-hmm. And Caleb is like, what the hell is going on? Mm-hmm. She goes up to the drone.
Yes.
And she shoves the drone into her face.
Yep.
And then jump and falls into the lake.
And Caleb goes after her.
Yeah. And then he gets dragged under and we just see blood fill the lake.
Yeah. Oof. And then
wonderful Jessica rises up from the lake and is floating above the lake. And then title card!
Yeah, it's like the title card rises up with her. Oh, it's so
good. It was
beautiful. This title card is so good.
Beautiful. I loved it. 10 out of 10. No notes. That's the best title card I've seen since we started this podcast.
I would agree. It's a very good. I was like, oh my gosh, okay. That's how we're starting this.
Yeah.
But then it cuts.
One day earlier.
Yeah, and I was like,
yeah, when I first saw that, I was just like, okay. I mean, sure.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
But this isn't, like, one of the girls we were witnessing.
Yeah.
We are cutting to Beth, who is a guitar technician on the road.
Yep.
And she is in the bathroom, and she is learning that she is pregnant.
Yeah, she's taking a pregnancy test, and her reaction is very, like, okay, she's pregnant. And,
we don't see that she's pregnant, but it's very obvious.
Yeah.
Because, like, she doesn't seem like the kind of person that was trying to get pregnant.
She
on purpose.
Had all the body language of someone who was taking a pregnancy test because they knew they were late, but they were not enjoying the fact that they were taking a pregnancy test.
Correct. It wasn't something she was happy about.
No.
And so she's like, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and see what my sister thinks about all this.
Yes, yeah. I need support.
Yeah, so after the show, she gets on a she Ubers on over to her sister's, and now we're seeing that family. So we see her sister, Ellie, and her three kids, Danny, Bridget, and Cassie.
Yes.
Now Danny is the oldest, and then Bridget, and then Cassie's a few years younger than they are.
Yeah, Cassie's, what, 10? No.
I'd put her at, like, 11 or 12.
Okay.
It says preteen.
Okay. She's tiny.
Yeah, she's tiny. And, like, as the movie goes on, her age shows.
Yes.
Not as, like, an actress trying to play a role, but, like, the character.
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Being played. And they're all doing their own things. Danny's working on his turntable very loudly. Mm-hmm. Bridget's looking for her protest t-shirts. Cassie is making Staffney,
which is the top of a baby doll head with a glow ring on the top of it, like a halo, put on like a...
And a scrunchie.
Yeah. Put on like a staff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Staffney. And she's playing around with very large scissors, and she slides it under the couch. That's important for later.
Yep.
Good old Ellie, their mom, is working on fixing her tattoo gun machine.
Yeah, so Ellie's kind of covered in tats.
Yeah. She's a tattoo artist, and she's soldering together her new gun.
Yes.
Or fixing her gun.
Yeah, we're not... It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. But it's very obvious that, like, the apartment complex is, like... wrecked, it's old, it's falling apart.
It's dilapidated. Like, they're trying to make it a home, but...
And they're...
It's grungy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not that... It's a very cheap apartment.
Yes.
It's something affordable to them. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not that, like, they're, like, super poor or anything. She's a single mom trying to raise her three kids. And we also, when Beth shows up, we do find out that their dad left... 2 or 3 months before. Prior.
Yes.
And is not helping with child support.
Right.
So, Ellie sends her three kids out to go get pizza. She tells Beth this. They have their sister argument.
Well, I mean, so she called Beth, and Beth didn't pick up, and then left a voicemail that was like, her ex-husband's name is Jay, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, Jay left me, and then Jay had also then... It was like Jay decided to leave the marriage, and then Jay actually moved out. There are like two instances.
Yeah.
Beth never picked up.
Yeah.
So
never even checked her voicemail.
Yeah, hurt feelings there. Yeah. And then Ellie's calling her a groupie, which, you know, Beth doesn't love.
No.
And but she also is kind of like, "What are you doing here, Beth? Like, you only come when you need help or support. Like, what's going on?"
Yeah. So, right before Beth tells her that she's pregnant, so the characters don't know she's pregnant, an earthquake happens, cutting off that conversation real quick.
Yeah, because the kids are out of pizza, so Ellie naturally, like, is kind of freaking out because she doesn't know where her kids are. And Beth and her, I mean, it's a pretty sizable earthquake.
Right before the earthquake, they had pulled into the parking garage. So, yes. Like, we're bouncing between the two perspectives of sisters upstairs and the kids in the parking garage underneath the building.
Yes.
Earthquake passes, and there's a hole in the ground.
Yeah, down in the parking garage with the kids.
Yeah, so Danny is like, "Hey, look, a hole."
This is the dumbest shit. Because even if you want to go exploring, there was just an earthquake. Like, that floor could collapse in on itself at any moment. I really don't understand what the fuck he was doing.
He saw a bank vault. And maybe thought that since mom could use...
A little extra cash.
Extra cash. Maybe there's something lying around that he could help with. Now, I guess good intentions. However, safety, you know, a big thing. And, you know, earthquake just happened.
Yeah, it's just
And it's creepy.
And Bridget is... His sister is yelling at him, like, "Don't you fucking dare." And he's like, "Yeah, about that."
Psh, yeah, he goes in there anyways. Goes into the bank vault, he sees, like, a lot of stuff is emptied. Mm-hmm. He finds a big old box with a lot of, like, letters, and he finds...
With a picture of priests.
Three priests. Uh-huh. And then he also finds two records.
There was more...
In that box.
Oh, yes.
In that box. He then explores a little bit more. Jesus jump scares him.
Yes, it does, yeah.
Gotta love a Jesus jump scare. Yeah, it's not our first one on this podcast. Hellraiser had a Jesus moment.
Yep, but...
Jesus.
This one's good.
And he gets into another section where, like, all these crosses and rosaries are hanging from the ceiling. And he sees a coin.
Uh-huh.
He puts the coin in his pocket. We don't see the coin for the rest of the movie. It's dumb. But he sees that there's a hole in the tomb that's in front of him. He pulls it out, cockroaches fly everywhere, and it's one of the three books of the dead.
It's a Necronomicon.
It's a Necronomicon. Mm-hmm. And he's like, wow, this even has teeth. Great, I should bring it home and see if Mom can sell it.
Gross.
Yeah.
This is fucking gross.
I will say this is the most aesthetically pleasing book of the dead we've had in this series.
This is cool. This is a cool book.
I like the veiny look.
I like the prop.
Yeah, I like the veins going through it instead of the face.
I love the illustrations that are in this book.
Yes.
It's very cool.
Very detailed compared to what we've seen.
Yes.
Previously, where it's like a lot of scratches and sketches. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Granted, it's implied on all levels that the ink is blood in every version.
Yes, yes, yes.
So he brings it home. Ellie and Beth are trying to get a hold of the kids.
They're freaking out a little.
They're freaking out. So we see the neighbors.
Phone, yeah, no phone network going on right now. That's important.
But we do find out about the neighbors. Mm-hmm. At this point, we didn't mention it, but there are two teenage boys on this floor that have a thing for Bridget.
Yep. And Cheetos.
And Cheetos. There is a hotter tan man that is all muscle bound. Mm-hmm. He's next door. And then across the hall, there's a bigger guy who's a little creepy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he's kind of a handyman. So it's implied he's got a lot of tools. He's got a shotgun. He's very stereotypical white man.
Yes.
In the movie. And he's looking for his cat that's up in the vents.
Yeah, so his cat just goes up there sometimes.
When he's scared.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how Kitty's getting up there, but maybe you should move the dresser.
Maybe
Gandalf has gotten in the ceiling before.
Gandalf
has gotten in the ceiling, not here. At the very first place he lived. In the basement. Because it had the paneling.
Yeah, the ones that you push up.
So, there was a window sill that he climbed up, and there was, like, a tiny hole, and he squeezed himself on up there, and he got in the ceiling more than once.
Did he fall back? Did you hear him?
We looked everywhere for him, and we just heard little meows.
Okay.
And we're like, where is he? And he was just a baby at the time.
Okay.
He was, like, one or two, and he was just meow, and we're like, where is he?
What the fuck is our cat?
Yeah, and we just heard little patters in the ceiling. We're like, damn it.
Did you have to get him out?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is such a Gandalf thing to do.
So Gandalf. Anyways. So this cat's pulling a Gandalf, my cat. And the kids come out of the elevator. No pizza because they dropped the pizza in the garage.
Well, understandably. They got freaked out.
So, they shouldn't have taken the elevator because...
You should not take an elevator right after an earthquake. There is aftershocks and things. And
yeah. But everybody's back together. Mm-hmm. And Danny has all the stuff that we've just mentioned in his Becca pack.
Yeah, and he pulls it out and starts looking at it. Bridget's with him.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, 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 no.
He tries to open it, but he can't. But then it kind of nibbles on him.
Yeah. And then the blood gets it to open. She's like, that looks like fucking evil. No. She's like, don't.
Yeah. They look through it, and she's like, go put it back now. And he's like, Mom's not going to let it sleep. She's like, then fine. First thing in the morning. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. So, but that's not good. Whatever you pull out of that vault is some bad mojo jojo.
Yeah.
Like, time to get rid of it.
So their mom is packing, and she leaves the apartment to go and put stuff away.
Yes.
While that's happening, Danny is playing the records.
He doesn't take his sister's advice.
No, he plays the records, which, how nobody stopped him from playing these on these giant subwoofers, I have no fucking idea. But the first one just kind of goes through a little bit of history. So, the main priest that we saw in the photo, the one in the middle, they found the book of one of the three books of the dead, and he is proposing to the council, or like a room full of priests. He's like, I want permission to translate it for knowledge and understanding.
Yes.
And there's an uproar in it, and this is where Bruce Campbell's like, it's the Book of the Dead. What the fuck do you expect? And they get rejected.
Yes.
And this is 1923, so this was 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, the second record, and he has to play these backwards.
Yes.
We find out that him and the other two priests in that photo that we've seen are translating it without permission.
Yes.
Speak the words, and then that's when shit goes to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, they say it's like, we're going to speak the words of the incantation to raise the dead, I think is what he says. And then he begins speaking the words, and Danny's like, oh, fuck. And he tries to stop it, but obviously, we talk about magic, so he can't.
Yeah. And the power goes out.
Yes.
After this attempt. Mm-hmm. So, once the power goes out, then a deadite, we know for a fact, goes and follows Mom into the elevator. Uh-huh. And she is in the basement, and the elevator shoots all the way back up. Uh-huh. And we have our tree equivalent of this.
Tasteful. More movie. Tasteful.
It's more tasteful, but it is...
gross.
Still gross. So... she is kind of getting tormented. She's getting slapped around. Her earrings are getting ripped out. Mm-hmm. And she gets noosed, essentially, by a cord. And then each of her limbs get tied up with wires that are hanging around her. And it's twisting every single joint. Her joints are essentially broken, which is why throughout the rest of the movie, her like limbs are like weaker. Like,
yeah, it's gross.
So like her hands are like... constantly relaxed.
Yeah.
And, like, even her, like, ankles are not supporting her as well, and she has a little limp. Uh-huh. Oof. But she is now possessed.
Yeah.
Right away. Mom's possessed.
So the rest of the kids are like, where did Mom go? Because the power's out now, so they're lighting a bunch of candles. Mom comes in.
Beth just finished giving Ellie a bath.
Yeah. Yep. But Mom comes in, they start to shine a light on her, and she goes right to the kitchen. She turns on the stove, puts a cast iron pan on, and starts cracking, basically throwing eggs into the pan.
Oh, yeah, she's throwing eggs, and some of them eggs are bleeding.
Yeah, some of them eggs are bleeding.
Which, also, why aren't your eggs in the fridge?
They weren't in the fridge.
They weren't in the fridge. That's gross. She didn't take a... she had a basket, and she hobbled it on over. Why weren't your eggs in the fridge?
I don't know. So, no eggs in the fridge. She slaps them down, and
she's then... like, I had a beautiful... dream where, like, we were all at, like, in a tree, and all I wanted to do was crawl up inside you and be with you forever.
Yeah.
Mom has lost her shit.
Yeah. And then she's like, it's like Ellie knows it, stops herself, is like,
it's in me.
She says it's in me, then she crawls really creepy on the ground, and then projectile vomits a lot.
Our first, different colored vomit. We get white first.
Yeah, white. It's gross. It's, like, a lot of stuff. It's very gross.
Oh, yeah.
So, she projectile vomits that, and then, at the last second, she looks at Beth and says, save my kids, don't let them take...
don't let them take my babies.
Yeah, and then...
and she collapses into the vomit.
Yeah.
So, Danny and Beth are going to try and save her, but we find out that the elevator is not working because power outage.
Yeah.
And the stairs have collapsed, so they cannot escape.
Yes.
And the neighbors help. Ellie has died. Quote unquote.
Yep.
Normal Ellie has died. Mm-hmm. Deadite Ellie is still in there.
Yep.
The neighbors help take her back to the apartment, lay her down.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, well, we'll say a prayer. Mm-hmm. Cool. So, the hot one on the floor is like, gives a prayer in his...
basically, rest in peace.
Yeah. And they're like, well, there's a fire escape in the vacant room. Mm-hmm. And the two manly men are going to figure that out.
Okay.
Cool.
Sure.
Beth is like, I can't believe I'm not going to speak to you again. I can't face your kids.
She's having shock and it's sad.
She's saying her goodbyes.
Yeah.
But Ellie Dang wakes up.
Well, she opens her eyes and then a fly lands on him.
And she blinks the little fly off.
And then she looks at her and Beth is like, oh my God, and just sits up. My sister's alive. And I'm like, that's not your sister, girl. That's not fucking normal.
Kids come in and they're all like, Mom's alive?
Yeah.
And she's burning up. Get her into the tub.
Get her in the tub!
Gotta cool off that temperature.
So they throw her in the tub, and the tub water starts boiling.
Not yet.
It will.
She's not enjoying her bath.
No,
she's... because water is pure. And she leaps out of the tub and is clinging to the ceiling. Does her horrific scream.
Yep.
The water is now boiling. Water is now boiling. Every glass... the whole building, it's all shaking and cracking with this scream.
Yep.
She finishes screaming and she plops back into the bath.
Yes, she does.
And she crawls out and Cassie's like, "Hey, Mom." And she's like, "Mommy's with the maggots now."
Yeah.
And she crawls out of the tub.
Yeah. Bleh.
And she also grabs part of the broken mirror. This is when you went to use the restroom very quickly.
I had to go, y'all.
Very quickly. So she has a broken piece of the mirror. And she stalks the family into the living room.
Yep.
And she stabs Beth through her hand.
Yep.
It goes right through. And then she attacks Bridget with her tattoo gun. Mm-hmm. And it gets really close to the eyeball. But
not
it,
quite, though.
But, she, like, the camera is very quick, like, clearly almost there. And Bridget turns her head and it scars her face instead.
Yep.
And Danny saves a sister. Mm-hmm. They somehow get her out in the hallway.
Yep.
Oh, no, we have our eeny, meeny, miny, mo moment, and the neighbors show up.
Oh, that's right.
She attacks the neighbors in the hallway, and then the kids and Beth are like, yeah, fuck that, and they close the door, barricade mm-hmm. themselves in, while looking through the peephole, which is an amazing
really
shot.
Cool. Yeah, this is cool.
We see, just through the peephole, Ellie having all the carnage, so she ripped, like, she attacks the hot guy.
Yep.
Eats out his eyeball.
Yep.
And he's down for the count for a
bit.
She hacks up the eyeball like a cat about to cough up a hairball. It shoots from her mouth into the teenage boy's mouth, mm-hmm. and he chokes on it.
And dies.
Yep. And then she chases down the smaller teenage boy, rips off his arms, and you just see him flying against the wall, no mm-hmm. arms, and slides down. And then she gets shot by Handyman Joe in the corner. Don't remember his name.
Yeah, I don't either.
He's like, oh, fuck. And then he gets attacked, so he's dead.
Yep.
And now it's just Ellie outside trying to get in, mm-hmm. and she's headbanging.
Yeah, this is gross. So then we have, like, a series of events that kind of happen inside the apartment while Ellie is outside. And that first is Danny blaming himself for having read the bookie and doing the whole thing. So he shows that to Beth.
Mm-hmm.
And while that's going on, Bridget is in the kitchen trying to figure out her whole scratch situation, which has decayed. Which is really so gross.
Yeah, it's getting veiny. It's getting gross. Bridget and Danny had a fight.
Yes.
So Danny's showing Beth the recordings. And what all, the book and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bridget is in the kitchen and she's going to try to stitch up her issues.
Yes.
Now, it's very clearly black and oozing.
Yes.
Then she starts
out of her nose.
Out of her nose first, having black ooze.
And then out of
and
her eyes.
Ears.
Yep.
And then her eyes. And then she's
and
choking
then
on it.
Yep.
And then she tries to get water to rinse it out.
But she spits up maggots.
We get our second different...
Oh, so gross.
Different vomit, and it's black maggot wormies.
It's gross!
It is gross. Very Lovecraftian.
Yeah, very, very.
And she down for the count now.
Yeah. So we cut back to Beth listening to the...
Not yet. We first have Cassie trying to let Mom
Oh,
in.
That's right.
So... Mom is singing a lullaby in the hallway, trying to tempt Cassie to open up the door.
Mm-hmm.
Cassie inevitably falls for it.
Yep.
Because she's a child.
Yes.
Mom is unsuccessful in getting in.
Yes, which is
at
good.
This point.
Which is good.
She did get a hand in, but they...
Was choking
they,
Cassie,
yeah. Yeah, they fought her out. Beth goes and checks on Bridget, who's in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And, Bridget's having a snack.
Yeah.
Of a wine glass.
This is fucking gross.
And she wants to kill the creatures in her tummy.
Yeah.
According to her. And we see the glass go through her throat.
Oh,
and it, like, protrudes out of her throat and scratches it, too.
It's gross.
And her...
She's full deadite at this point.
Oh, yeah. Her and Beth have a fight in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the cheese grater scene that was teased.
Oh,
it was so good.
Against Beth.
On her leg. Yeah. It was so good.
It was so gross.
10 out of 10.
It was so gross.
Yes. And there was a little bit of a chase scene going on. But inevitably, not inevitably, Bridget chases into Cassie's room.
Yep.
and go, Cassie has Stephanie to protect her.
Yes.
And Stephanie goes right through the mouth and out the back of the head.
Yeah.
Oh!
It, very nice.
Gorgeous.
But then Bridget pulls it out of her mouth and
slow motion. Yeah.
And collapses onto the ground. And they're like, okay.
Danny has a good moment where he ties her up.
Like, based off of what I've seen, it's like the Deadites, they'll get quote-unquote hurt. And it's like you knock them out for a while, but then they come back.
They're regenerating.
Yeah, kind of.
Or I think they also like to play with their... And they're like, this is a fake out. Oh, this is another fake out. Yeah. We like to play with you and give you false senses of security. Mm-hmm. And now Beth's just like, okay, I gotta listen to what's on here so I can figure out how to stop it.
Yes.
She listens to the last half of the second album after the incantation.
Okay.
Finds out nothing works. The dead is back. All the priests that are coming to help, all the priests that were working on this project have now been possessed.
Yep.
Dismemberment is not working. Every, like, piece of them is still trying to fight and get to you. Burial doesn't work. So pretty much you have to shred them to pieces. And even that is not going to stop them because they will find something new to latch onto.
Yeah, so basically he says, you just gotta run.
You gotta run.
And while this is going on,
Bridget is walking behind
Danny and Cass,
who are following vent sounds.
Because Mom
is in the vent.
Where the cat was.
And she crawls out of the vent behind Beth, who's listening to the recording.
Ooh, it's creepy.
I was like, Kelly, look in the corner. Kelly, look in the corner.
I, like, pointed at it. I was like, oh, my God. She's there. I was holding Christy's hand pretty much the entirety of that.
Oh, yeah. Like, the second Mom got possessed to the end.
Yes.
With the break of you running to the restroom and coming back.
I had to go.
You're like, tell me when it's a good spot to run.
I was like, I have to pee.
I'm like, now. Right now. Like, mm-hmm. you can't miss the hallway scene. So, another battle ensues. Mm-hmm. Bridget is fighting with Danny. Danny loses.
Yeah, there's a whole stabbing scene in the kitchen, then she barfs a whole bunch of blood on him, and then...
Our vomit number three color!
He hits her with... No, he uses an aerosol can to spray
the... And she gets lit on fire, but he got stabbed in the chest in the fight.
Yeah, and that takes him out.
Yeah, he says sorry to Cassie, who's hiding under the coffee table.
Yep.
Beth knocked out Ellie for a little bit longer.
Yep.
And Ellie comes back with a vengeance and starts attacking Beth again. And good old Cassie's just like,
here's the scissors!
The giant-ass scissors she had in the beginning. She grabs the scissors and shoves it up into Ellie's nose. Yeah. And it's just...
It's a good shot.
It was so good. And just the blood dripping out of her nose.
It's gross.
Great. Beth is like, okay, Cass, we're gonna go. Mm-hmm. We're gonna try the fire escape.
Yes.
So they are now in the hallway down to the abandoned place, and they're trying to get into the door.
Yep.
Also grab the shotgun. Well, the door's not working, and everybody's awake now.
Yeah, everyone's a deadite.
All of the neighbors are in the hallway, and everybody's screaming Dead by Dawn.
Yeah. It's a good,
Ellie did get shot in the leg. Her leg is blown off.
Yes.
The kids come out, and they start tearing up Mom. Mm-hmm. And become the amalgamation, also hinted at in the book.
Also gross.
While that's happening, Beth and Cassie made it into the elevator. Elevator is now working, but filling up with blood at the same time.
Yes.
Now the amalgamation is complete and is up in the ducts again. Mm-hmm. And the elevator is almost filled with blood, but it's reaching max capacity.
Yeah.
So the elevator falls down to the ground level. Mm-hmm. And very shining moment.
Yeah, we get a whole...
The blood explodes out of the elevator with Cassie and Beth covered.
Yeah, it's gross. But also very good. I liked it.
It was such a good scene.
This movie is...
It's not my favorite gore moment. We're getting there.
This movie is very gross.
Oh, yeah.
It's gross.
It's the grossest Evil Dead movie.
Yeah. Yeah, easy.
And I hope... We'll find the fun facts and whatever, but I don't know how in-depth we'll go with them. But I kind of hope they broke their blood record from the last one.
Yeah, I have no idea if they did or not.
I know that, they didn't really use up that much blood in the last one, except for the raining blood. But, like, if you look at pictures from behind the scenes, it's pretty much just them with garden hoses of blood, just sprinkling it in front of the camera.
So, okay, so director Lee Cronin stated in an interview that 6,500 liters or 1,720 gallons of fake blood were used for the movie. Do we know how many gallons of blood were used for the other?
No. How many? So.
Keep going.
Yeah. So Beth and Cass are running through the garage. They get to the car. They got the keys because Cass noticed that the keys are what was preventing the elevator from closing. So get the keys, get in the car. The car gets stuck and the garage door is finally opening. But by the time they can't get it unstuck, the amalgamation has joined them.
Okay, so the Evil Dead reboot that happened in 2013. So remember, 1,720 for this Evil Dead Rise, 50,000 for the reboot back in 2013.
Hmm.
Probably because of the rain scene.
It had to be because of the rain scene, but like, if you saw behind the scenes pictures, you're like, was it really that much? Because they just had garden hoses. But I guess refilling and making the whole ground wet. I get it. I do get it. But, like, this seemed like it outdid it just because of the elevator scene, I feel. No,
yeah,
like,
it
felt like it. Not that it did.
Yeah.
It just felt like it. Anywho's. The amalgamation is stalking the two of them in the garage, and they're trying to be sneaky and get out to the garage.
Yep.
The garage door is closing. Beth makes it. Cassie almost makes it, but the amalgamation takes her leg and pulls her
back in.
Beth, being the badass, no girl left behind type of... She's
cool.
She breaks the mesh on the siding and saves Cass.
Yes.
From getting chainsawed in the face.
Yes, yep. Mm-hmm.
Now we get my favorite gore moment. It's happening, y'all.
Okay.
They have a fight, and they turn on the wood chipper.
Yes.
Initially, Beth was about to go in there, but Cassie managed to stop it. She turned the tables, and the amalgamation goes through the wood chipper.
Yep.
Oh, so good.
It's very good.
And it's just spraying it all over the cars.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
It's so good. And lastly is Ellie's head, who is spewing out insults, and Beth's just like, no, fuck you, and kicks her into the...
Very good. Very good.
And those two make it out.
So then we have a little
scene... And she takes the chainsaw.
Then we have a little scene at the end that mm-hmm. brings us full circle to what we had the opening scene was, where Jessica is leaving for her trip out of that apartment building, and she walks into the parking lot scene... And a deadite goes ahead and possesses her.
Yeah. If my calculations are correct, I counted 10 kills in this movie.
That's probably right.
Yeah, the three in the beginning, the three family members.
Ten. Yes.
And the four neighbors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And possibly a cat, but cannot deny or confirm.
Yeah, that was never
It was not on screen. We don't know if Mr. Fluffy got out of there. So, Kelly, what are our taglines?
They are, come to mommy, and mommy loves you to death.
I like the second one.
They're all right.
Also, just hearing come to mommy in the voice.
Yeah.
It's good. I did find a couple of fun reviews before we started recording.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is 4 stars. Do not pass the goth kid the auxiliary cord. They will start playing century-old readings from the Necronomicon.
Oh my god.
And then the last one, 3 stars, features 3 different colors of puke. Thumbs up!
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. So let's grade this shit.
Yeah, so Christy and I have 5 questions that we grade on a scale of 1 to 10 each for a possible score of 50 each, 100 total.
Yeah, so we flipped this together real quick.
Yeah, we did.
Was it a good horror movie?
I give this an 8.
I give it a 9.
It's pretty gross.
Out of the 2 new ones, I like this one better.
This one's better.
That's why I gave it a 9, in case I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
How was the acting?
9.
10. No one bothered me.
There were a couple moments with Cass where I wasn't sure. You know, I don't know. I didn't feel it always.
I'm not holding it to a child actor. But okay, but also. I know, but Mom was 10 out of 10.
Yeah, she was very good. And Beth was really good. I really like Beth.
Special effects.
9.
10.
I don't love it. I don't always love it when they fly through the air. That's just a problem I have with things, I think.
I can see that. But it was better than the Hereditary moment.
Oh, absolutely.
compelling story, interesting twists.
6.
10.
So, I give this a 6 because I just don't think it's fresh. I don't think it's really all that new.
I still found a compelling, interesting twist in the fact that they changed the setting.
Okay.
They gave it... They had ties.
Yes, they do.
And I was so compelled.
Okay.
Character development and writing, I gave a lower score, which was an 8.
And I gave that a 5 because I don't feel like there was a whole lot of character development happening here.
I mean, it takes place in the matter of 7 hours.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know.
How much character development can you really get in a 7-hour
time? Not a whole lot. Which is probably why, like, I doctored a few in the good horror movie, because it's missing some of that. So, my total score is a 37.
Mine's a 47.
Where does it put this?
It gives us an 84, which is putting us in between The Fly and The Sixth Sense.
Good with that.
Me too. Okay, so next episode is going to be a little different because Kelly's going on her honeymoon. Going to be all...
I'm going to go on a beach and sit and drink and not do shit.
And me and a theater friend of mine are going to talk about a bear that does a lot of cocaine.
Hell yeah.
So we're covering Cocaine Bear next time. My friend Audwin, he was nice enough to stand in as Kelly.
Yes, thank you.
For the next episode, and he really liked Cocaine Bear. So I was just like, you know what? You've seen it. You really enjoy it.
Yep.
We'll bring you on. Well, probably when Kelly comes back, I'll have you watch it and grade it so that it doesn't affect our thing.
Okay.
And we'll average out his...
Otherwise, if next you want, time. He can literally stand in as me and his score could be what my score is.
Okay.
That's fine with me.
Okay. So, Kelly's score for that will be...
Audwin's. Yep.
So, but he's a good guy. He's a big horror fan. He's been wanting to come on and do, like, American Werewolf in London. So, whatever we do, werewolves, we'll have him on again for that. But, yeah, I wanted to keep that one for Kelly because Kelly hasn't seen it, and it's one of the...
It's a classic.
It's one of the classics that is very important in your horror education, which is this podcast.
I need to watch it.
So, I didn't want to take that one away. I like Cocaine Bear. Kelly could watch for funsies, and
yeah,
I don't
do that in my
and you would not care if we covered it. So, I didn't want to grab a movie that was like we have to cover this one.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, and then after that, we'll find a new theme.
Yes.
Which we'll find a new theme and I'll announce it next time. But in the meantime, if you like our artwork as much as we do...
Go check out my sister's Instagram at Danny Draws Dragons. Very talented. Thank you, thank you.
Yes. And she's on Annihilation.
Yeah, she does Annihilation.
So if you wanted to listen to another very similar female voice at the same time...
Yeah!
You cannot tell which one of us really talks.
It's fine.
Unless you know us so well that you're like, yeah, that's Christy.
When I first started listening back to our podcast episodes, which I tend to listen to them before they come out, but when we first started recording, I even had trouble with us
Same.
Two. And I was like, I know I said those words, so I can tell it's me, but, ooh.
Yeah, we have very similar tones.
We do have very similar tones. I was surprised.
Yeah.
Because obviously you hear yourself and you think, oh, well, my voice sounds different, and then I'm like, oh.
But also, we see each other so much, so, like, the inflections...
We put up on the aneurysms.
Yeah, the inflections in our voice are very similar.
Yes, 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 yes.
Because when we're together, we're like, girl!
Girl, I can't sound okay. Like, yes.
So, and if you want to see what I'm up to with anything horror-related, haunt-related, anything like that, I also have an Instagram at Lilith_Hilltopple. Feel free to go over there and like my stuff. Give me follow. It's nice. It helps.
Boost.
It helps to boost. And if you want to give us movie recommendations, give us theme recommendations, tell us how we're doing, anything like that, we have a Facebook page at Unnerved, a Horror Movie Podcast. We have a wonderful group over there. As well as on Twitter at AUnnerved. You can DM us on that one. We'll see it instead of constantly tagging us and stuff. It's just easier, and we can see it a little bit better and be like, okay, thanks. thanks. We'll definitely look into that. Look at you.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, in the meantime, stay safe. Stay spooky.
It's a spook.
We're almost there. We're halfway to spook.
Almost to spook season.
We're halfway to spook season.
Woo!
Ah! I'm so happy. And we'll see, I will see you guys in 2 weeks for Cocaine Bear.
I'll be back in a month.
Give all your best wishes to newly married Mrs. Kelly.
Mrs. Kelly. I'm a Mrs. I am whole ass wife.
You are a whole ass wife. What is your nickname for the husband?
Hubcap.
And he's mad at you because?
Because I came up with a nickname in a day. I just looked at him, I'm like, you're my hubcap now. And he's like, what the hell?
But yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye! Bye.